Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Tune Review for tonight's Villa versus Newcastle United match preview. Alex is just setting up. He'll be with us very, very shortly. Usual tonight, guys, if you do enjoy the stream, please do give it the thumbs up. And also, if you're new to the channel, please do click bottom right-hand corner, subscribe, come and be part of this incredible community. We're nearly there, guys. We're nearly at 27,000. And with your help, we'll get there sooner rather than later. If you'd like to become a member, hit that join button just underneath us. That will enable you to start winning some prizes. And of course, if you do wish to donate to the channel tonight, just hit the dollar sign at the bottom of the live comments, and that will guarantee to get your comment guaranteed to be read out. Billy, Alex is there, so we'll bring him on as well. Good evening, Stato. Building up to the game tomorrow, obviously, Billy, not much going on really, as in transfers, Eddie's press conference, a little blasé again, not much to say from that. Looks like Miggy's possibly staying, because of course the Saudi window shuts, I think it's tomorrow, isn't it, that it shuts. So they're going to have to make a move sooner rather than later, but reports are that talks have stalled.
Well, unless we sell anybody, they've been able to come in. It's as simple as that. Or make some space. I mean, there's also talk of LaSalle's being allowed to move for free just to get his wages off the books. But until we do that or get someone sold, then there'll be no one's being sold because we're sailing too close to the FFP wind, unfortunately. Yep. That's the way the rules are, and we don't want to fall foul of that because we will be losing points, and we can ill afford to lose points this time of the season.
Yeah. Alex, there's been, you know, again, the usual rumours of Wilson kicking around, and of course, Miggy as well. I think some Chelsea social media sites are putting little sort of polls on. Would you like Callum Wilson? Or I think it's somebody from Villa, actually. They're looking at a kid from Villa. So the rumour mill isn't dead just yet.
No. No, and I would honestly expect there to be some drama. Whether we actually sell someone or not, I don't know. The question is, would we have enough time to get a replacement? I feel like the players that have been mentioned have a price. There is a price for them that I think the club would take. So if someone is willing to pay that, they'll go. But then do we have enough time to find the replacements? I'm sure we've already scouted that, and we're like ready for that possibility. Whether it's a right back, a striker. Obviously, I think the Trippier situation has now subsided, so it's more going to be sort of Miggy, Wilson, Lascelles. Yeah, we'll have to wait and see.
Billy, of course, this morning, lots of comments, lots of reports, of course, regarding Jacob Ramsey at Aston Villa, that Newcastle were going to make a late bid for him. But they were talking somewhere between 40 and 50 million. Now, I don't understand where the money's coming from in that regard.
Well, we haven't got it. It's simple as that. And I don't think we need a midfielder like Jacob Ramsey. He's very much like Joe Willock. So I know Joe Willock's not fit at the moment, but he's soon to come back. So. You know, it's a right-sided eight. I'm not sure. I just don't see where he fits in, Jacob Ramsey. Hell of a player. Young lad, got lots of potential and would fit into our side nicely, but I just don't see it. I just don't see us spending that money. We could get probably better, I think.
He's not really... the way or the position he plays isn't really a position that we use.
No.
Certainly that Eddie doesn't anyway, but... it seems to have died down over the days gone on. But good news today, Alex, in the fact that Lewis Miley has signed a new contract.
Yeah, that's very important. Very, very, very important, because he's a good talent. He'll be very useful to us. So it's important to get him on a big boy contract just to fend off any vultures or sharks. I'm sure he didn't need much persuading. You know, he's a Geordie. He's part of the setup. So it was just important to get him tied down. So it's nice to see that that's been done really early, because, you know, people are quick to criticise, but then they forget about the good. I feel like this is something we need to remember, is we didn't let this drag on. This was nipped in the bud really early. It's worth remembering.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy that he's signed. I think a lot of Newcastle fans are. You know, you still get the odd bell end who's put in, you know, on social media when they saw the post. You know, he's been... you know, since he's come into the side, we've started losing games. I mean, I'm past like actually trying to understand some supporters' point of view, because they're just talking utter nonsense. I mean, what's he supposed to do? We've got three fit midfielders at the minute, and that's the one thing, Billy, that I'm worried about going into the game with Villa tomorrow night is the midfield. Because if we get overrun in midfield, we lose the game, because they've got a very, very strong midfield.
Well, it's where we lost again last season. We were unable to contain McGinn for one, Jacob Ramsey, strange enough, for another. We're missing Sean Longstaff. Tomorrow we have him, although I don't think Joe Linton played either. He may have done, but yeah, he was one of the games where I don't think he played, but he was really poor on that occasion. So yeah, we've got to stop the midfield from playing. And if you do that, you can stop the service to Watkins and Diaby and Bailey, them kinds of players, and take advantage of their high line defence, which is where we really can get a Villa off, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, it is going to be... I mean, Villa, Alex, they've got a very strong at Villa Park this season. They failed to beat Sheffield United, but they Man City went there and were totally overrun by Villa. Villa played such a high press, and they were on them every time. In fact, they played the way Man City normally play, and blew them away at Villa Park. They were absolutely outstanding. But we've got to hope that, you know, we turn up tomorrow more than anything, because if we don't, if we start like we did on Saturday in the Cup, then we're going to get a battering. And I think a lot of us fans know that. So the players will know that as well. They've got to turn up and perform from minute one tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, when they're up for it at home, they're up for it. They're very similar to us in that regard. Obviously, they haven't had the injury crisis that we've had. They've got a lot more depth. They did take gambles on well, not gambles, but they did bring in your sort of Tielemans, and they went for the Diaby transfer, whereas we decided to maybe a bit more maybe future-proofing with our spending with Hall and Livramento. And we thought, right, well, we need to try and shore up things for 3 years' time, not necessarily immediately. So it's allowed them to have a bit more depth, especially there in Europe as well. And obviously, it wasn't the Champions League, but it's still fixtures they've got to perform in. But yeah, that game that you referenced, I mean, I'm looking at the data for it now. They just about lost out on possession, but Villa had 22 shots, Man City had two.
That's unheard of, isn't it?
You took the words right out of my mouth. That's unheard of. It is unheard of. So it doesn't mean that they're necessarily going to be considering us mentally as a Man City, because you know what players are like when they get hyped up in a big fixture. I don't think they're going to be as terrified as us as they were Man City. They were probably very, very hyped up, as we get for certain fixtures. You know, the players are very up for it. Not quite the same. However, they're still more than capable of bringing that. And we're going to need to show far more wealth. I mean, we'll be here all night if I have to list improvements from Saturday night. But yeah, energy, stamina, coherency, a bit of bite, a bit of acceleration in the middle of the park, better passing. There's at least six or seven things that needs to be a lot better for us to even stand a chance against Villa away. We're going to need to make sure we do it, or we're going to get absolutely slammed.
Billy, they'll be looking to get one back at us. Obviously, the first game of the season, we dismantled them, didn't we? And it's going to be Villa who will go into that game tomorrow thinking, right, we owe them, because our seasons, I guess, have gone in very different ways since that game.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest, they're not fans of ours anyway. You know, the Villa fans certainly, and they just don't like us. And I guess it's the same in reverse, more so in reverse, actually. We go back to that day we were relegated to Villa Park, and they were celebrating not to win the World Cup. But since the first game this season, I think they will have revenge on the mind. I think they did last season when we give them a tonguing at St James Park.
Yeah.
And they played like men possessed at Villa Park. I think we can expect similar tomorrow. It's whether we can cope with that. They've had very few injuries this season. I think they've only got Mings and Buendia missing, whereas we've got countless injuries, haven't we? So, you know, the two sides will look a lot different tomorrow. So hopefully the result won't be too different, but who knows? It's going to be a hard game for us.
And look, we've got to turn up, first of all. And the problem is, Alex, our Premier League form is pretty drastic of late, that's fair to say. We've got to start picking... picking results up now, because if we don't, we're going to end up in mid-table obscurity, because these are the, we now not need to start picking games up with one game a week. You know, fatigue doesn't come into it anymore. We've got to start moving up the table.
I don't think, no, I'm not going to start putting that pressure on Villa away, considering how many games Villa have won this season and how good they've been. I feel like you're right, but this fixture is a tough fixture. If we play well and we don't get any points, I hate to say it, but it's acceptable to a point because of how sort of bare we are injury-wise and how tough this fixture is on paper. You know, Doug's just put Villa a 15 unbeaten at Villa Park. I don't think we have to take points in this game. I just think we need to see an upturn in performance from everyone to convince us we're going to get some more points going forward. I'm not going to say it because we say it against Man City, and we're not saying it against Liverpool because we should have beaten Liverpool in the first game we played them in the season. I'm not going to say free hit, but they are a very good side. They are at home. I just think we need to put in a performance and hope that that carries us just to points anyway. It's more about the performance. If we get points, it's a bonus, but not many people are going to Villa Park and getting points at the moment. So Man City didn't. We'll see what we can do. I think it's more about improving the performance on against Fulham and just trying to build on that so we can get points going forward. That's how I feel. I don't know if you guys agree with that, but...
Yeah. Where can we win the game, Billy?
We've got to win in the middle of the park. It's as simple and straightforward as that. If you can win in the middle of the park battle, Villa play with such a high line, they're not particularly quick. I think our strikers can take advantage of the high line. I think we can run past them with ease and score goals if we can only get some service to them and if we can take control of the middle of the park, because they are, not only they're hard working, they are pretty technical. Kamara, McGinn, and the other fella, Douglas Luiz, hell of a player. All three of them, good players, and they've had a really good season, all three of them too. So you've got to outwork them first. That's the key to it all. Can we do that? We need Lewis Molly to become athletic overnight. We need a bit of speed from him and Bruno. And we need Longstaff to have his proper engine on to do that, I think. Get amongst them, really get in their faces. And let's take advantage of the high line. That's the way we can win the game.
I disagree with Billy. I don't think high line, by the way.
Oh, why?
I just think we should just play a 5-2-3. And just completely bypass that, because we're going to concede that anyway. I just think we just need to concede the middle of the park, because we're not going to win it. And just try and get Isak and Gordon to just constantly run, constantly just stand on their line and just try and play it.
They'll not last the 90 doing that, Alex.
Yeah, but the fact of the matter is, we all want something different, but Eddie Howe's not going to do anything different. We're just going to have to take it as it is. That's what he does.
I mean, this was something we were trying in pre-season. And I think for this kind of situation, we were practicing that, so it was an option. But then obviously we're just missing so many personnel that sort of test is just not being applied in the season so far. I think it was a test to be used, and he's just not been able to try it. Five at the back does not mean Steve Bruce.
No, it doesn't. But I mean, he's under a little bit of pressure. I think to change formation for one game after I've been able, you know, we could have done it before, it hasn't. To do it for one game tomorrow, we get a good hiding doing it. I think. I don't
want to see what Pep did. Pep went really funny. Pep went 3-2-4-1, and Pep's back three was Gvardiol, Diaz, Walker, and then he had a double pivot of Akanji and Stones that would.
Yeah, that but that didn't go so well. You know,
It was a bit weird. Everybody's trying funny things against Villa because of the tactics.
I'm a very naughty boy. Thank you very much for your super chat. If we come away with a point, then that's a win. Interesting.
I mean, Sheffield United managed to get a 1-1 at Villa Park on the 22nd of December, playing with a back five. If Sheffield United can pull up, can get a point.
No, but come on, they're used to playing like backs to the wall every bloody game, though. That's the thing. Peter McArdle, thanks for your super chat as well. He says, would you really spend $31 million on Lewis Hall or use the money elsewhere in the summer?
No choice now. We're obliged to do it.
If he meets criteria, Billy. If he meets the criteria.
That's what he did. If you watched the podcast with Rio Ferdinand, reading through the
notes. Amy Nazir, welcome to Members Club. Thank you very, very much for signing up to the membership and your support of the channel. Much, much appreciated. Tangy says, long balls over the top are key to our success. Cushy wants to go 4-4-2. Cushy, you've got no chance in hell, mate. There's no way you'll go 4-4-2 at Villa. No way. Paul Tully says, Miley at 17. Male bodies take a couple of years longer to mature. Rare instances like Rooney saw him ready pretty much at 16. Yeah, but he was knocking off grannies then, wasn't he? But Miley will benefit from this season, in my opinion. Of course, absolutely. Absolutely. Being around the first team, being in the first team, playing so many games. Absolutely. It'd be nice to see how change formation, especially being shot on midfielders, can go to back five, giving Hall or Tino a chance, and make us stronger defensively, as we've been conceding a lot of goals.
I'd honestly, I know this sounds like a really ridiculous, like football manager way of thinking about it, but reverse engineer what you've got available personnel wise. And to me, it's good wing backs / fullbacks and pace on the counter attack. So against a team like this away from home, Hall, Livramento, Trippier, Gordon and Isak, those are kind of the biggest threats. And then Bruno to just kind of hold base as much as possible. And then the rest of it's kind of just okay. It's a bit unfair on Botman, but obviously you don't normally expect a centre-half to go and do things in a game and win you the game. I just feel like those are the biggest strengths we've got in our side right now. And our best chance of getting points, and I would set up in a way to do that. But I don't know, Eddie Howe's very, very different. I would be far more of a kind of Ancelotti style manager, in that I'd just choose my personnel and just do something that works for the team, the players that exist. So I don't know, but I just feel like we just don't have the personnel to be playing in this shape right now. I just don't think it works.
David T says, can't see a win, but anyhow, teams have surprised us all season. They have to a certain point, but I do worry about our Premier League form at the moment. I have to say that's only natural given the results that we had. And again, you know, Eddie mentioned it during the press conference about the kickoff times. 7 o'clock away on a Saturday night at Fulham, then 3 days later you're in Birmingham for an 8:15 kickoff. I mean, it's absolute bull rot. It's a shocking kickoff time. Certainly the away fans never get thought about at all when these TV companies now just do what they want. And it's basically sod everybody else. Simon Muller, thank you for your super chat. Where is Elliot Anderson?
Well, he's a serious back injury, hasn't he? So he's
probably in the same dream line that Harvey Barnes is.
Well, Harvey Barnes is the closest to being fit, according to the manager, Alex. So we might see him back soon.
I will wait for the social media post of him in training with some smiles. Because at the moment, all we're getting is like cryptic posts of his boots. We haven't even seen him yet.
Or the social media post which said he's had a setback. Whichever one it may be. Eddie Howe is a one-trick pony, says Pedro. Doesn't like to mix it up, plays safe all the time.
Well, it's not playing safe, is it?
I don't think he's got much of a choice to play anything right now.
I wouldn't say it's playing safe either. It's just the way he likes to play. It's not safe because we're losing games.
Yeah. Plus, we still, you know, I mean, I don't think we didn't park the bus against Fulham. You know, we played so badly, it looked like we were parking the bus because we couldn't play out of our own bloody half. But I think, providing we do that a little bit better tomorrow, I think it'll be a different game. Ab says, Eddie is not being hung out to dry. FFP is the reason for lack of signings, because FFP is literally designed to prevent non-cartel teams investing. Eddie's done a brilliant job.
He has, you're quite right.
Ronald says, I wish Harvey Barnes was friggin' fit. He loves scoring against Villa. Yes, he does. But he's not fit at all. Terrified about Burn at left back at Villa. I mean, look, I've been shouting down Bailey's side. Well, Leon Bailey, yeah. I mean, Bailey's keeping Diaby out the side at the moment. And so Bailey's on fire. And you've got to worry about Bailey going against Dan Burn, surely.
Well, Diaby played up top against Chelsea in the FA Cup a few days ago, and the Everton game in the Premier League. He played in that as well. He's played the last two fixtures against Everton in the Premier League at Goodison Park. He played in a 4-4-2, well, on paper, with Bailey as the right midfielder and Diaby up top next to Watkins. Obviously, it doesn't always look like that when you're on the ball, but so he's playing both at the moment, which both of them running at Burn with 1-2s is even more terrifying.
This is the game that Eddie should be changing from the 4-3-3, says Paul. What options does he have? What options does he have available to change from the 4-3-3 with the players he has fit?
I don't think Lascelles is out. Then that five at the back's tricky when Lascelles is also injured.
Well, it's not. He can play Burn as a centre half and bring in Livermento at left wing back.
True. Or Lewis Hall. Yeah. Or he could put Dummett there, or he could put Emil Kraft there. I mean, there is options. I don't want to see a five. I think if we go five at the back, we get buried anyway. I honestly don't think we're capable of starting a five at the back, and Villa will just lap it up. Because the one thing I don't want to see us do tomorrow is, again, go there and just park the bus for a point. Because I've got an awful feeling that's what's going to happen. And then, we're going to end up saying, Isak wasn't in the game, or Gordon wasn't in the game, or Miggy or whoever it is on the right-hand side is not in the game, because we're just not getting the ball. And, we need to give it a go tomorrow. And it's all right, Eddie, saying, we do go to win games all the time. I'm not so sure that's been shown this season. But I think if we sit back and let Villa come on to us, Billy, I think we're asking for big, big trouble.
I agree. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think we've got to try and get at least one or two goals ahead, at least contain them. It's the middle of the park. It's the massive area for me.
Yeah.
You know, it's where they won the game last season. And Eddie Howe will remember that, and he'll remember it well, because it was a mauling. It was the worst performance of the season for us. We've got a right tank in, 3-0, probably should have been 5 or 6. Goals allowed as well as that. Watkins ran riot. Ramsey ran riot. And I think Eddie Howe will remember that. And I think, to win that game, we were missing Longstaff. He was the difference, in my opinion. He's got to play on the right-hand side tomorrow, and might on the left, because that's all we've got. And we've got to compete with them in the middle of the park and try and stop them from running through us like just
knives through butter, Billy.
Yeah, basically.
Paul totally makes a good point. The issue Eddie hasn't addressed in the space is the space in the front of the defence. Villa will have a field day if we don't address it. Now, this has happened in a couple of games, remember, guys. It's certainly against Man City at home. We left a huge space between the midfield and defence. And Billy, that was something we highlighted during commentary numerous times. And then, of course, De Bruyne went on to utilise that and score a goal. Again, against Fulham, we lost the ball in that last sort of third between the midfield and defence. So if we don't shore that up, I think we have a problem, Alex, because we've got to make sure that we're good on the ball tomorrow and not just sort of hanging onto it too long. The passing has to be accurate. Because, there's no excuse of saying, we've had 2 weeks off now. The fact of the matter is, the rustiness should be out the game now, ready to go tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, respectfully to Paul Tully as well, you did follow that with your answer being Matt Ritchie should be sitting in front of the defence to help out. I completely disagree with that.
I didn't see that.
But, I mean, if you think he does have the skill set, absolutely fine. We just differ in opinion. But the point still stands that you are right. There is something to address in midfield. In terms of what you said, Paul, 100%. 2 weeks off, plus a game that we won 2-0. We weren't great, but we won it. We need to dust off the cobwebs now. We should be returning to as close to full fitness as we can do. I know it takes more than 2 weeks typically. That's why people have a pre-season. I felt like we do need kind of a mini pre-season again to reset, because we've just been through so much so far this year. But it's it now. You've had 2 weeks rest. You've had a game. Cobwebs off. You've got to be cleaner and crisper with your passing. You can't be holding onto the ball too long. We can't be losing it in the middle of the park like willy-nilly. It just needs to be a better performance, or we are going to get pumped. And finally as well, I've got the league table up. People saying there's not that much between us and Villa. I mean, fine, when we're full strength, no, I think we're better than Villa. However, if you actually look at goals for and against, So Villa have scored 43. We've scored 41. It's only two goals in that. They've conceded 27 and we have conceded 32. So we've conceded five more goals. So two more goals scored for Villa and five additional goals conceded fewer as well. I don't feel like that justifies our 14 points difference in the table. I feel like it's just very irritating losses. A lot of conceding late early on in the season and just very much bottle job in it, which is not like us. A lot of bottling early doors in the season. And yeah, I think there's fine margins in football. And I think when you look at the points and then the league position, it's jarring. But then you actually look at it with context. There's more to it in football. There really is.
Paul Tully says, you all praised Richie for the times he has come on and done a job. His passing is still on point and his experience is what we need in that midfield spot. Paul, he comes on for the odd 10 or 5 minutes here and there. You know, it's a very different thing throwing him in from the start against Aston Villa.
He's never come on as a six either.
There's extra skill sets required. Like, you need to be able to pass the ball under pressure. Yeah. You can't get robbed. You need to be able to draw a foul. I don't think he can do what Bruno does at all. Not even a quarter of it. It's never something he's done before.
Adam Wharton's on the bench for Blackburn. He's not been picked tonight for some reason.
Len Simmons, thank you very much for your super chat. He says, how about changing it up? Put Dan Byrne up front. After all, Brexit is breakfast. No. Greg says, seems like we have been a bit negative. Once we grew into the game on Saturday, we started playing our normal game. Villa really aren't as good as their position suggests.
I'm not sure about that.
What do we always say?
As Doug has said, they've not lost. They've been beaten at Villa Park for 15 games.
Absolutely ran the ship against Manchester City. They are a good side. They are a good side. Emery's got them playing very, very well. I think that you've been very, very harsh on Aston Villa, Greg, to be honest, because you deserve to be where you are in the league. And at the moment, they deserve to be where they are because they've played very well this season. You can't take that away from them. They're a good side with some very, very good players.
You know, even if you hide the points total, it makes sense. Like, behind them is Spurs and West Ham. If you hide the points total and just think about how the seasons have gone, like, Spurs were really, really good initially. Few injuries to key players, they dropped off. I would say over the balance of it, Villa have been slightly better, and that's reflected in the table. They're 3 points in front. West Ham have been good, not quite as good as Villa. They're 8 points behind them. Like, it makes sense when you look at the table. You can kind of picture how these teams have done. Then it's Brighton who dropped off. Then it's Man United who have been quite lucky. It makes perfect sense. I don't feel like anybody under Villa deserve to be above them at the moment. I don't think Spurs, West Ham, Brighton, Man United, Chelsea or us, I don't think any of us deserve to be in front of Villa. We've all had positives but wobbles. Villa haven't.
They've been very consistent, haven't they? And they're not one-dimensional. I mean, if Watkins doesn't get you, then Bailey or Diaby or Tielemans or whoever, or McGinn pops up with one from midfield, does. So they've got lots of threats from different areas.
The Pope and Mag says, do NUFC put on subsidised coaches for away travel on late kickoffs? If not, why? I think it would be a good idea, actually, for the club to do something like that when we are, you know, faced with such difficult away trips. I actually kind of agree with that. Paul Tully says, no one else can do that. Bruno isn't even regimented in the number six, and he was terrible against Fulham. Paul, just a question, mate. When was the last time you saw Matt Ritchie play at number six? When was the last time he played at six? Never. So, massive risk. And, you know, the likes of, I think, John McGinn, etc., would eat Matt Ritchie up tomorrow. He's not at the stage now where he should be starting the games at Villa Park. I'm sorry. You know, I know it's your opinion, mate, but I kind of get on board with that. I just can't. Jack says we might be happy for a point, but why the F would we set up just to defend and hold on for 90 minutes? Well, I bloody hope not. Bruv Butler says, I think that new kid we just signed has got more chance than Hall at the moment. Don't understand why he doesn't play Lewis Hall. I think we're going to get to see Mr. White on the bench tomorrow, guys. You know, I know he was cup-tied at the weekend, but he gives us another option in midfield.
Mm. Yeah, I think he'll be on the bench. I mean, you're right.
I mean, it depends if...
maybe even Harrison.
Harrison, it depends.
Well, it was Travis, wasn't it? He was on the bench in the FA Cup. But then now we've got Alfie Harrison and presumably Joe White. So there's now three midfielders, theoretically, that could be on the bench instead of five goalkeepers.
Yeah, Paul's still arguing his point. We're not looking for a six. We need someone to fill that hole. We haven't addressed that issue, so how are you addressing it? No one here has addressed it, to be fair.
I said drop a midfielder. Drop a midfielder and play two in midfield.
I think you could try Kieran Trippier there. I think Kieran Trippier would work in that role. He may well fall into that role.
That's an interesting point, Billy, actually, putting Trippier there, yeah. And start Livermento at right back. That would solve the problem. There you go, Paul. There's the problem solved. I've just seen a comment saying Matt Ritchie would be subbed after 20 minutes with lung failure. You can't start Matt Ritchie these days, not in the Premier League. I think it would be suicide for Eddie to do that. Foxy says, "Yep, I hate Villa, but let's give them credit. Recruitment has been good, including great freebies like Kamara, Emery, experienced European manager Gerard Field with the squad he had." Yeah. I think, look, Emery's done brilliantly. You can't say he hasn't. And I think, you know, we're seeing now what a quality manager he is. And I don't think he really got the... he didn't get the time at Arsenal. It was all wrong for me, that whole thing. But he's done it for Villa, Billy. And you know, he's a very good manager who knows how to get the best out of players, quite clearly.
Yeah, he's very pragmatic, isn't he? He's got his style of playing. Not my way of playing, not the way I'd like to watch a team play, but... he gets results with it, doesn't he? And he's got some good players there to use in that system, and they're reaping rewards for it. I don't think they'll finish top four. I think they'll probably end up finishing fifth or sixth, but even so, they've had a really good season, a really good two seasons, to be fair to him. So he's doing a great job, Emery.
Yeah. Luke says, Fabian Scher in front of the defence and Burn and Botman centre-backs with Tino and Trippier on the full-back roles. I mean, He has played there before. He has played there for country as well. But I don't think it's a... I think we need...
I'd just rather play a two-man midfield than experiment.
I prefer, you know, Scher and Botman alongside each other. I'm a lot more confident with those two. Trulls is still very angry we didn't go in for Diaby and under 40 million quid.
Is that what they got him for in the end, was it?
I think it was, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Because we were getting quoted 60, weren't we? Well, apparently.
Paul, I actually agree with you this time. Scher's too good at last-minute challenges for him to be higher up the field. That's why I prefer him alongside Botman. Ritchie has no pace, will just be murdered by Kamara and McGinn. Yeah, McGinn, Billy, is the type of player who would be at his heels constantly. And he's just not quick enough now to sort of put up with that kind of challenge.
Yeah, he's a proper ratty midfielder, isn't he? Non-stop, at your heels, biting at your ankles. Very good player. Again, not the style of player I particularly like, but yeah, he's the figures prove themselves. He's an excellent player for both Villa and Scotland, to be fair to him.
Ben Nicholson says, go on.
55 million euros. All right, okay, he's on 130 grand a week.
I think he's one that got away from us, sadly. Just annoying. Ben says Hall at six. He has played there, I think. Right, just to address the Lewis Hall at number six, Ben. If Eddie Howe hasn't had the faith in Lewis Hall to play him at left back or to bring him on in the games where we've had literally no players available, what in God's world makes you think that he would suddenly throw him in against Aston Villa in one of the most important roles on the pitch? That it's not happening, mate. I know he's played there, and Chelsea fans have told
him. He hasn't played as a lone six. He's played in the midfield as part of a two or a three. He's not played
before.
He's not played as a six on his own. He's played as an eight or as part of a double pivot.
It doesn't matter. Wouldn't just throw him into that position.
Yeah, it's not a position you can put an inexperienced player at in the six. You've got to be a specialist kind of in that position, I believe.
Paulish Jerry says Diaby is dropping off a bit. He was terrible against Chelsea in the cup.
He's got eight goal contributions in the league. It's not doing terrible.
Those people in the chat that are saying, what about Isaac Hayden? That's not happening, guys. Hayden's not even part of the squad. it's not happening.
We are clutching the straws because we are short of names, yeah. It's simple as that.
Well, yeah, we are. Foxy says Leverkusen sold a key player like Diaby and now better than ever.
True.
Well, yeah.
Guess who plays with a back five there? Leverkusen play with wing backs. It's not all bad.
Yes, Alex. But they have quality to play in those positions.
You're saying Dan Burn's not as good as Grimaldo?
God, yes, I'm saying it, Alex. Right here, right now, I am saying it. Undoubtedly. It's very different circumstances, I think. Baz Down Under's predicting a yellow card for Bruno tomorrow.
That's a good point. Who's after Villa then if he does get booked?
Luton on Saturday, or Luton at the weekend. Oh,
Luton and Forest.
I want to see him against Luton. It's a shame. He will get booked tomorrow, so that's him missing the Luton game. So Joe White against Luton it is.
Well, Harvey Barnes could be back, Alex. Harvey Barnes could be back on Saturday.
Who, sorry?
Exactly. Who I think we've got somebody from Leicester in the. Have you got any graphics?
Left for Leicester fans around here. I have got some. Yes.
Alan St. Maximan says you'll never ever beat Dan Burn.
Quite a few have lately.
Obviously, whoever starts tomorrow, we want to do very, very well. Here we go, guys. Alex?
Right. So, are we thinking Miggy's back in?
I think we'll know that. Listen, if it gets to about 3 or 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon and Miggy hasn't gone, right, then there's a possibility I think he'll start. There you go. That's the only thing I can think of, because I think if Miggy is gone, then it's going to be Murphy. But I think if that transfer hasn't gone through by a certain time tomorrow, then it's not happening at all, because obviously their window shuts tomorrow. So that's.
I'm just going to do a thing.
Okay.
I'm not
on camera, Alex.
No. Trust me, this is an important thing.
I know what you're doing.
I'm doing that. This is what I would like to do. And basically just let Miggy can just float and help and just ping the ball to these two. That is what I would do in this game.
Hang on, Alex.
Too much science there, Alex.
Yeah, Miggy can just float and ping
proper ball. Sam Allardyce it, sod it. At this point, just boot the ball to them too. If we get a reasonable counter-attack, let Livramento run his legs into the ground and we can sub him off for Lewis Hall and just let these three try and do things. Bruno can ping the ball. Trippian can ping the ball diagonally. Fabian Cher can ping the ball. These three are going to be the releasers. Them three are going to be the runners. That is the entire game plan. Be solid. Don't concede. That's what I would do.
So what would you do?
I know it's not what we're not going to do this, but...
No, but if we do line up like that and then Villa score in the first 2 minutes, what do we do then? putting that team out with five at the back, and Eddie saying before the game, right, lads, we don't concede, we stay very resolute at the back, do not, and then they go out and they concede a goal in the first 5 minutes. Because let's face it, if we start like we did at Fulham, we will.
I get that, but then we might look at the formation and think it's negative. I'd say it's not negative. I'd say whenever you get the ball, recycle it to one of these three guys, and every single time you're looking to play Gordon, Isak, and Livramento in. Ball over the top. They play a high line.
So it might look defensive, but I would just say sod it. Just kick it to those three and just try and make something happen. Link up play. It's constantly look up, play the ball to those three. I know it's not as defensive as it sounds if they actually get the passes off. But it can, if we don't see a lot of the ball, it can start to feel very defensive if we start backing off and backing off, and it might
I worry about the wings and, you know, the likes of Cash and Dina help joining in. It will be a 5-2, well, be a 5-4-1 in the end. That's what it will be.
It will look like this.
Do you know what, Alex? I actually don't mind that. So when I've seen you put it up there, I don't mind it.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah, but I think
it does if you don't take the opposite into account.
well, yeah.
Yeah, it looks better but with no opposition.
It's not going to be too dissimilar to this, even if Livramento play, not Livramento, Miley. So let's swap it back to what it normally is. It's not going to be overly different. It's just going to be a midfield five. We're just going to end up sitting like that anyway. Well, probably that way around. It's going to end up looking like this when we're sat deep anyway, which is a 4-5-1 overly different to a 5-4-1 when you just sat in a low block. It's just one player shifting. That's the only difference. That is literally the only difference off the ball. Like on paper, it's really not that different.
I wouldn't do that. I would make Isak stay up front and make Almiron and Gordon drop down to make a 4-5-1. And after half-time, I would make Isak drop down to make a 5-5 with Longstaff dropping down.
I mean, we do that a lot anyway. That's already the tactic.
We do the 4-5-1's already there, it is, yeah.
Yeah.
When we're defending.
It kind of looks like that when we're off the ball.
JT Toon saying, hell for leather, the Mora. It's the only option, in my opinion. Better to lose 5-3 or something than 3-0. We've got to go for it. And I do think we're a better side if we do go for it. I don't think we're a very good side if we sit back and let them come onto us. It worries me.
The worrying thing is if we take a one-goal lead and then just sit back.
Well, we've seen that before as well, haven't we?
Yeah, lots of times.
Yeah.
And I think that's what will happen.
So this is Villa against Chelsea away in the cup. It's not going to be a huge amount of changes, I wouldn't imagine. I think Luis Kamara McGinn will start. Possibly not Tielemans, maybe. Diaby and Ollie Watkins will start. So this isn't going to be overly different to what we'll see. Average positions ended up looking like this. So it was very much Diaby and Watkins are the two. The 867 is who? So Tielemans, Douglas Luiz, John McGinn. And the 15 is Moreno comes back. Longley. So where's Boubacar Kamara gone then? So that's Boubacar Kamara, the defensive midfielder. He's basically he's turned into the French Jean-Joseph Shelvey, and he's dropped back, and he's the guy just trying to ping passes around, essentially. So that's what the shape looks like. I would envisage that that's going to happen again because Kamara's got the ball-playing ability. So, keep your eyes on number 44 for Villa. He's going to be the guy trying to get on the ball and make things happen from deep. And then as soon as they find a pocket of space for one of the runners, we've just got to be really switched on.
Yeah.
Because Chelsea are not a bad side either. So,
yeah. Paul says, surprised people are suggesting we defend given how we have performed when being defensive. I agree with that 100%.
We have to defend at some points of the game, though, Paul, because otherwise it's just being, it's the way we do defend. It's a problem.
Mm. Greg says, isn't intensity our game? Alex, have you suddenly gone to dark mode for some strange reason there?
Yeah, I've accidentally swapped to dark mode for FOTMob. I can't remember how to get it back. Sorry.
Uh-huh. Well, it does help if you relaunch your bloody update again. I mean, it's been there for 6 months now.
Maybe it's just dying.
Isn't intensity our game? We haven't really seen it except for the City game, says Greg. JT2 says, yep, my logic behind that thinking there, Paul. Let's give it a go. Sitting back does not bode well at the moment. Alanson Maximan says the French John Joe Shelvey. He's upset he's not getting a mention, Alex. I mean, go on then, Alex.
There's not really a lot to see here. It's essentially maybe justifying their position in the league. A lot of people saying maybe they don't deserve the position, maybe they do. I mean, the FOTMob rating has them in fifth. Goals per match scored in the Premier League, they're in fourth. Goals conceded, they're in fourth. So based on goals scored and conceded, they merit being in fourth. XG is in sixth. Clean sheets is in sixth. Average possession is in seventh, fifth. I mean, they're reasonably high. They're in that top 4-7 bracket for most of the important metrics. Although that's really irritating, the fact that we're still top of the league for big chances. We've definitely been. We could be having such a better season. We've created five more chances.
No shit, Sherlock. Quarter of the century.
Crosses, they're pretty high. They don't really do the long balls. 22 average long balls per game. Passes per match, mid-table. Yeah, I mean, in a lot of the important metrics at the top, they are sort of 4th to 7th, as you would expect. And I did just bring up DRB to have a look at him on FB Ref because we were looking at how much he cost. 4 goals, 4 assists.
It's a counter-attack for Villa. I'm worried about with the legs of him, Alex. You know, Villa have got an explosive counter-attack.
I mean, this isn't as crazy as it profiled in the Bundesliga for him, but obviously he's in a harder league. But yeah, the counter-attack with the likes of Leon Bailey, I mean, it is... I mean, if you have a look at Moussa Diaby's heat map in that game, yeah, he was very much playing on Thiago Silva and just trying to probably spin him all the time. And this was a game where we didn't see Tielemans. If we have a look at the Everton game, Tielemans would have played in that one, presumably. Not Tielemans, Bailey. Bailey played in that one on the right wing. Again, he was very up and down the wing. Diaby was probably, yeah. So it was, you can see the little pocket of space that Diaby and Bailey were just, that's going to be on Dan Burn for us. You see those two little slivers of heat map just there for Diaby. Well,
that's why we're all worried. That's why we're, by the way, Wrexham have taken the lead at Blackburn.
They have. Cracking strike as well.
That's big. What channel is it on?
It's on the Red Button. It's on BBC One Wales.
BBC Welsh Wales. Down in the valleys. But there you go. I mean, listen, Gannon Wrexham. I mean, they'll be playing the hearts out because they'll want a home game against Newcastle. It's absolutely massive for Wrexham. Getting a team like Newcastle to the race course would be a hell of a good, a nice payday for them as well, to be fair. Apparently Blackburn have been battering them, so it's a shock lead.
No, they have been a better side, but I mean, it's a great strike.
Yeah, you don't put the ball in the net, you don't win games. We know all about that, guys, unfortunately.
Thanks, Michael.
Bloke called Cannon, with a cannonball shot, strange enough.
Yes. Who are you saying thank you to, Alex?
You.
Michael Owen.
You got to put the ball in the back of the net to win games.
Well,
if you don't do that, you can only draw or lose, can't you?
Sometimes you are a twat. Yeah, honestly, like there's just no need for it.
You teed me up for it. What did you expect?
Well, I just don't say it. You know, it's insulting. I'm not feeling very well, Alex.
You threw the baseball in the air and expected me not to.
I haven't felt
it.
Great today, and then you decide to jump on the bandwagon and kick me in the knackers. I really do appreciate that. I do. Thank you so much. Did you put that comment up again, Alex?
Billy?
No, I didn't. No one hear it. I'm watching the game.
You're a liar, Billy.
Honestly, I swear on my dead son's life.
Don't. I swear. You swear on who?
My dead son. My first son. Firstborn son. I haven't touched it. I haven't. I'm swearing. On his grave, I should say. 'Twas not me.
You can't say that because we're not allowed to laugh. That's horrible. You are, but...
Well, we're not, Billy. Really?
I'm just saying I didn't do it.
Jesus,
that's
man.
Good. That's thrown me completely. Fucking hell. I can't get my concentration back. I need a second, please. Just to Billy, you're a bastard. You really are.
Jesus.
I mean, you know, even Alex is gone. I mean, that's. But look at him. He's sitting straight faced.
He knows what he's done.
Well,
he's
thrown
the grenade in, and he's just.
Yeah, I should have said something else, but there you go.
There you go. Please, fun fact of the night. Toza is still in central defence for Wrexham, so we do know Ben Toza. Although in my head, Ben Toza is still a youth prospect. He's 33 now, so that makes me feel really old.
Mm. Absolutely. Nick Thornton says, Billy, you are truly unique. Mark Randall says, off the rails, love it. Return of the Geordie says he's just tuned in. 2 seconds later, Billy does that.
That'd normally be the moment where you go, right, I'll go and get the next beers in, but we can't do that because we're on camera and we've just got to stand here and take
it. Would be normally the moment we say goodnight, everybody. That'll do. But
almost 2-0.
Yeah, Ronald's just put a comment in there. Right. Anyway,
Kevin, lineups, says, predictions.
Billy is the greatest. We'll go for lineups, please. Billy, we'll get something sensible out of you now.
Yeah, the usual one. The usual lineup. Dubravka and Gold, Trippier, Cher, Botman, Byrne, Bruno, Miley, Longstaff, Miggy, I'm going to say, will play, Isak and Gordon.
Interesting. Nathan says, even my dog appeased stunned with that one, Billy. Alex, what about your predicted lineup?
So is this what we'd like to see or what we think Eddie Howe's going to choose?
Well, give us both. Why not?
So I'd like to see the back five formation that I showed you all on the graphic. I think Eddie Howe's going to play the exact same thing he did against Fulham, with the exception of I think Miggy's going to start. Sorry. Byrne, Botman, Cher, Trippier, Miley, Bruno, Longstaff, Gordon, Isak, Miggy with Dubravka in goal. And then hopefully the bench is going to have a bit more on it. Whether it's Harrison, Joe White, maybe Travis Hearns will get back on the bench. Who knows?
I want to see Livramento start left back tomorrow. But again, I don't think he will. So is it pointless even saying that? I think you'd go with the usual back four. Dubravka in goal, usual four. Midfield, usual three. And if Miggy's available, I think Miggy plays tomorrow with Gordon and Isak. So there's not much else he can do, to be fair to him, unless he does try something crazy, like throwing Matt Ritchie in at number six and whatever we've spoken about tonight. I mean, it's bizarre to even say that. Ian Makepeace, thank you for joining Members Club, matey. Thank you for your support. Right, get your score predictions into the chat, please, guys. Let's see what you think the score is going to be. And we'll start with you, Alex, for your score prediction.
I think we'll lose 3-1. I don't think we're going to win this one. I think we're good for a goal. You know, Isak's quality, Gordon, I think you give them a few sniffs, they'll score a goal. But I don't think we're going to get enough of the ball or enough chances to get more than a goal, unless we do really well in set pieces again, which is not really our strength. And then I think over the 90 minutes, I think they'll just cut us open a few times and score a few goals. So I think maybe, you know, Watkins, Diaby, players like that will get goals. Maybe even McGinn or somebody irritating. I just can't see us getting at least. I can't see us even getting a draw, to be completely honest. Not with the way we're going to line up.
Well, Alex, thank you very much for promoting the non-negativity on this channel. I really appreciate that. Billy, your score prediction for tomorrow?
Well, for us to win, I think lots of things have got to happen. And if they do...
We've got to put the ball in the net, Billy, apparently.
Well, we've got to take control of midfield, which sounds easier than what it actually is. But if we do that, I think we'll win 2-0.
Cheers, Ian. You think everything's going to go in our favour?
So my heart says. My head doesn't say that, but my heart says so. So I'll go with 2-0, and I'll say Isak will get both.
Okay.
I can see their keeper getting sent off incidentally. I can see a ball through their high line. He's having an on to it and Martinez bringing him down.
Interesting. Okay. Listen, I think Martinez is there to be got at. I think if we can give him hassle during set pieces, I think our set pieces have got to be good. I think we need to have a good balance. Sorry, but I can only see a 3-0 Villa win tomorrow.
Fuck me, you said Alex was negative.
You said I was negative and you've gone for a worse scoreline than I predicted.
Yeah. That's what my head's saying. My heart says I hope we batter them 5-0. And I hope we do batter them. But I don't think we're good enough to be at the minute with what we've got available. I don't think we are good enough to batter them at them. So, look, if they get it, look, Baz Down Under's made a good point. I can see a red for Bruno. I think if they get it, Bruno tomorrow, which may be their tactic for one of them to really set about him, try and unnerve him, try and get him a yellow card here and there. I just don't think. I think we get this game out the way tomorrow, and then we've got a good run of games that we can start looking forward to. Mrs. Toon Review says 2-1 to Newcastle. Billy F, 4-1 to the Toon. Look, we could turn up tomorrow, right? We could literally turn up tomorrow and
I hope we
play
do.
Brilliantly. Play absolutely brilliantly and win the game. How many times have we seen that with Newcastle? It can happen. It can happen.
Not very often this season.
Looney Tunes says, thank God for Billy. Ignore the two negative bastards.
Well, if I told you what was in my head, then you would be calling me.
Yeah. You know, Alex has got to be careful now after he predicted we'd batter Luton Town, remember? He hasn't recovered from that one just yet.
I'm still angry that we didn't. They were there for the taking. It was a game where we got out fought, and I hate that. I'm still angry for that to this day because of how much we showed previously. You know, you walk around putting sticking intensity as our identity all over the training ground, and then you go and put that performance in at Luton. It was disgusting. It was not good enough. You can't get outrun by a team that's championship level. They are championship level, and that is disgraceful. And they know that. You know, losing to Bournemouth, fine. Philip Billing, good player. Solanke, been around for a long time, good player. Bournemouth had a lot more structure. It happens. The Bournemouth one, we can overlook that one. The Luton one, absolutely not good enough. And they are fully aware of that.
Guys, I know we've given score predictions, but the bottom line is, you know, we're not negative. We're trying to be realistic. However,
there's not one of us. Negative, but...
Shut up. There's not one of us wants us to lose tomorrow, right? We want to batter them. Simple as that. But the way we're playing at the minute, it's very difficult to see that happening. Kev says, Billy, you need to start a new channel called the Toon Yahoo and leave these two miserable buggers. Leonardo says, Billy is the rose between two thorns. When was the last time somebody said that to you, Billy?
Fucking never. Never.
It's also
we've been to places like Paris Saint-Germain and deserved to win there. And Paris Saint-Germain had streets ahead of Aston Villa. Come on.
Mm. Yeah.
I think we also had more. Did we have more personnel available at that point? Probably not.
Bollocks, I'm changing. I'm going 4-1 the Toon. Sod it. 4-1 Newcastle. 2 from Isak, 1 from Gordon, and a blockbuster from Bruno. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it, you Midland twats. Anyway, right. That is it for the match preview. Thank you very much for joining in, guys. We really appreciate it. Thank you for your super chats and new memberships. Me and Billy will be back at 7:45 with Match Day Live, kickoff 8:15. We'll be joined by Alex at half and full time for his analysis. So we'll look forward to that as well. And, thank you to the mods. Thank you to Billy and Alex for part of the show. Not the ones where they took the mickey out of me. But again, thank you to you guys out there. Absolute legends. Thank you very much for joining us. We will see you tomorrow for the big game. I will be doing an 11 o'clock news show if there is any news to bring you. But normally on match days, it's a bit different. But we'll see. If there is, I'll be seeing you at 11. If not, me and Billy, you'll see you at 7:45. How are the lads? We've got to try and get a win. 4-1 the Toon. Come on. Good night, folks.
Oh, why the lads and lassies? Come back and check on some green.